listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
I got it. Okay.
All in that speed of time. Impressive, Tony.
Have several seats.
I will take the have a seat award because we're starting so late because LA traffic is a mess. And they would not drive. They would not let me pass them.
And you did not have that magical bus.
I did not have the magical bus from Dance Moms. That is what I needed. That is what I needed. Welcome, everyone. We are here doing another reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms, right here on AfterBuzz TV. And, of course, I can't do it by myself. I'm with my lovely co-host. Co-host?
We're Chloe's.
Co-host.
I love Chloe.
Yeah. Co-host, starting with my far left, we have...
Hey, everybody, I'm Francisco Thurston.
And, guys, I'm Stephanie McGrath.
And, of course, I'm Tony Moore. And in the booth, we have Marissa.
Yeah.
What's up, everyone?
She is so happy with me right now.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Aren't you? Marissa, you still,
totally thrilled.
You still love me.
I do.
There's nothing but love for me.
We can't
right?
have Dance Moms without Tony.
Well, you know,
it's just like Abby and
it
Kelly.
Almost happened for like
It almost
5 minutes.
Did happen. But, you know, thankfully, seconds. Tony got his seats. So.
He got several seats.
I had several seats on the way here, and I almost crashed into several of them, too. So, but I'm here safe, and we're going to do this. Before we kick off the recap of this episode, let's take a moment to send our prayers and thoughts to Abby. She lost her mother a few days ago, so we want to give all of our condolences and prayers to you. Many thoughts to that. That's such a tough situation to be in. So,
yeah.
Abby, we're with you, and we love you, and we're sorry for your loss.
Yes.
Okay. Whew.
All right.
Let's just start Let's, off. Kick speedy, it off with the pyramid,
speedy
Let's
just start.
Let's go. We're going to zip through this. So we are on episode 7, season 4, Big Trouble in the Big Apple. And trust me, there was a lot of trouble in the Big Apple. So let's get through this stuff so we can get to the real stuff.
Right.
So let's start off with the pyramid.
Yes.
We have Chloe, and she's at the bottom because she was fourth place.
Yeah.
Just not good enough.
Well, no. First place is what Abby wants. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm just sweating.
You are.
You probably ran in here.
I'm like glistening right now. I'm good. Then we have... I look like I ran through the sprinkler.
Did you
just snore? He did. Then we have Kendall. Right?
Yeah.
And look at Nia. She's back in her same spot. You see?
Stuck.
We were right. Mm-hmm. How they worked her up. And then they brought her right back down to the same spot.
In a permanent position. She's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Right there again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we have Mackenzie, and she's there because she didn't shine.
Poor Mackenzie.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
Maddie's her
but
sister.
We said that last week. The content was too mature for Mackenzie.
Yeah,
I mean, she shouldn't have been in
Well,
that.
For all of them. Like, there's no way that they will know what it's like to be drunk or put on something a little more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it was interesting. None of the viewers, none of you guys commented or anything about.
And y'all had a lot of comments too.
But not about the group. But anyway.
Nonetheless. Then we have Brooke, who also didn't shine. Brooke with the Brooke faces.
This episode was full of Brooke faces.
Yeah. She changed it up a little bit. I will hand it to Brooke.
She
changed it up just a little bit.
I think some of those.
Yeah.
And a few tears.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Well, save
the
tears for your pillow because Abby is not having... I look like I'm melting over here.
Fine.
Then we have Paige. Okay. And then, of course, Maddie.
Right back
with
where she belongs.
I'm back up at the top. Y'all.
Interesting comment that Abby did make about Paige saying that the reason that she's up there high on the pyramid was because of her look. Nothing to do with her dance ability. Oh, yeah. Just the way that she looked.
That's the way the dance industry is sometimes. She's like, mm-hmm. you have a great look, though. I mean, she's going to put you at the top.
Well, you know, this industry is all about the look.
Yep.
Your physique, exactly.
Yeah.
How you appear on stage.
Yeah. You have to have some talent to back it up, but look is what matters.
Sounds like L.A.
Very L.A. And then during the pyramid, we noticed that new Chloe was mm-hmm. not there.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jill is all like, well, do you regret having new Chloe and her taking up all the time and blah, 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 blah?
No.
Exactly. She's like, Abby was like, no, I actually like working with her.
Mm.
She was talented.
For a week. And then she moved on. And then at that point, Abby announces that she is not only replacing one person, but she's going to create a whole new team.
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
What do you guys think about this whole new team thing?
I think.
What does she call it? She calls it the ultimate. The ultimate elite competition.
Or yeah, the junior elite.
The junior elite team. Mm-hmm. But the way that she references that she's going to make replicas of Maddie, a whole team for. It's kind of creepy.
It is a little creepy.
She really just wants. She's obsessed with Maddie. Well, she really is obsessed with
Maddie.
Girl.
Is like what every dancer her age should be.
Yeah, she's young and she's up to par on her technique and is a great performer. Like, if I was young, I would want to be like Maddie.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a nice change up from the whole Candy Apples versus Abby Lee. If it's like Abby's now two teams against each other, I think it'll be a nice change up.
They may be. Drama.
We're all over the apples.
Yeah.
Well, apparently so are Dance Moms because they only make an appearance once every blue moon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Wherever the candies apples are, you guys need to get it together.
It's getting old a little bit, though.
A little bit. The rivalry is getting a little old. But we shall see if she puts this new team together and how they'll challenge each other
see
and,
this weekend.
Compete.
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
And where
are you
going to Ohio?
You're judging.
I'll be hosting.
Hosting. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, I'll be on the microphone this time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You better get your host life on.
I'm gonna get it.
So. Abby also announces that they're traveling to New York for
My
sheer talent.
Favorite city, by the way. So any New York Dance Moms fans, comment below. We love you. Fabulous city. Anyway, jump straight to it.
We have Paige and Brooke have a solo.
Mm-hmm.
The duet is with Paige and Chloe. And she mentions that the go-to girls are not available because... Mackenzie, Maddie, Nia, and Kendall are competing in another competition, Nuvo, in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually Abby's dance studio that she's. They were competing with Rain Dance Productions instead of the Abby Lee dance company that's made for TV.
Made for TV. Yeah. And there was the introduction of Kalani, who was on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition season 2. And apparently her and Maddie have a duet. And there was a key purpose of mentioning that her and Maddie had a duet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we will get to that in a second. And of course, she will be hosting another open call to find her little Maddies.
Mm-hmm.
Little Maddies.
Because she
Because everyone is going to be replaced.
Yes.
Or is replaceable.
Is replaceable. I felt like in this episode, well, of course, Maddie was the only person that was invited to the new team as well. But I felt like in this episode, was it me or did you feel like Abby does not like Kelly's kids?
Yeah, Abby was just ruthless this entire episode, I felt
like.
And mostly to her kids. And even Chloe, I mean, when they were there at the open call, she was like, why are you guys wearing my clothes?
And you would think that she would want them wearing the apparel because these kids are what makes the show.
Yeah.
So these are their peers. So of course they're going to look up to them.
Yeah.
So why would you have them change?
Yeah.
I think the entire episode though, it wasn't that she just doesn't, like last week, she was just in a frumpy, bitchy mood.
Yeah.
This week she was really malicious.
Mm-hmm.
She was really, her actions that she did, I think she set both Paige and Brooke up several times to make them look bad.
Yeah.
She overweighed and it was good. Then she pulled Paige out of the group performance, but she was trying to put her in solo, duet, group. So she knew she'd set her up for fail.
Yeah.
Then when they didn't even teach them at the open call, the demonstration, of course the girls are going to look horrible by not showing them at all. And she's like, oh, well.
Let's talk about the mm-hmm. open call because, you know, you just mentioned one of the things was that Abby didn't teach them what was yep. going to be taught for the audition. Yeah. And as we've seen in the other open calls, Maddie was always in the front showing them yeah. what they were going to do.
Which Maddie had been taught.
As an assistant, exactly. you should know what's being taught on stage so you can be what the, you know, little kids wanted to look up to you. They yeah. want to learn.
Exactly. So that, watching that made me kind of go, I don't. That's not right for you yeah. to treat them like that. And then for that mom in New York, when her child got called out to go, well, Paige doesn't do well.
Horrendous her turns. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Horrendous.
Oh. Kudos to Paige because Paige said, really? Now what?
Done.
And the kid went and had several seats.
Out of the auditorium.
Yes. Your chair is back there.
It's outside.
So yeah. go find it.
In the cold. Mm-hmm.
But I really felt bad for Chloe, Paige, and Brooke.
Yeah.
Because I think for the first time we were kind of seeing some sort of mm-hmm. mess with them and some sort of tension and some sort of maybe dislike for them.
I felt bad for them
I mean, the facial expression said a lot. For both
Chloe
Brooke,
cried.
Paige. Mm-hmm. When Chloe was like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
And her mums, and the mums were reiterating that, saying, this is ridiculous. This is an extracurricular activity yeah. that we take our girls to, and they're petrified. They're crying. It's just gotten too much. It's true. Not just, there's not even, and I realize in any sport or any activity you do, there's not always going to be fun, happy times. Yeah. Yes, there's going to be harder times you need to work through,
mm-hmm.
but this is pushing it. There's no enjoyment at all.
They're kids. They're preteens. They should be enjoying where they're at and love doing what they're doing. And not being scared of their teacher.
Not constantly threatened about your position. And these girls take it as in terms of how they're viewed. And, you know, I'm not going to go as far as track down to self-worth, but it's interlined.
It's a self-conscious thing, I feel like. They're young. They're young and they're like, you know, they're so all about themselves mm-hmm. and they're like just so self-conscious about anything and everybody has to say about them. So it's that like delicate stage where they're constantly looking at themselves.
But I will say the talent in New York was amazing.
But did you not expect? I mean, this is New York.
I mean, true. The home of, yeah. It is New York, the heart of dance and theater and the arts and all that. So,
exactly.
I mean, would we expect anything less? No. But to sit there and watch those kids, I was like, well, here's your whole new team just right here in
just
New York.
Take it up there.
Yeah, I can't imagine what else she found in the other cities because she has mentioned many times before, I've found a lot of talent. But to see the kids in New York, I was like,
did you see when Kelly said, you guys want to be replaced anyway, don't you? And then Brooke like nodded. She was like,
yeah.
yeah.
I was like, wow. Yeah. That says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just don't want to be there anymore, and this was their way out.
That's Brooke's face.
It wasn't just Brooke's
face. It was at 15, I think certainly by that age, you kind of find that you do get a voice, even though we'll talk about it later because it builds up to a big part of the episode.
Yeah.
Is that you kind of get to a point where she's just like, no, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think, still Paige is at that young age where dance is everything. And Brooke's seeing and finding other avenues and other fun things. And she's like, look, Abby, get a life. You're not the be-all and end-all anymore.
Right.
And she realizes that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Brooke has a singing career.
Yeah.
69 cents on iTunes.
That's somebody's lunch money.
We're supporting it. We're not hating.
We support it. Mm-hmm. I bought it and I hurt. I bump it in my car. I was on my way here listening to it because I was hurting because I wasn't here on time. All over my body.
You're welcome, Brooke.
Bam.
Now, what did you guys think about the solo performances from Paige and Brooke?
Well, did you guys notice that Abby wasn't so present?
Yeah.
In this competition.
She was very flighty, wasn't she? She was like, always on a gotta go to see these other girls.
The other girls that were in the open call. I've gotta go.
And
Kelly even brought up, like, she's not here because it's my kids.
Yeah.
And I felt like if Paige messed up so many times because she kept saying, I keep having to tell her the same corrections over and over again.
Oh, how are those comments, though?
She's just rude.
They were very harsh. But at the same time, you would still want to work with her right before she goes out. Mm-hmm. I mean, any help that you can give your student before she goes out to represent you, you want to do that. So I felt like them going into this competition, they felt defeated because they didn't have their teacher behind mm-hmm. them. This whole time, this episode, again, felt weird because we normally see her... Maddie, do your solo, or, you know,
even if it's
Chloe, do your solo.
Hard, you know, critique all her so-called pep talks, as we know, are not the lovey-friendly. But there is something, there is a motivation behind it, and she gives that to the girls. There was no talks, there was nothing. She was quite dismissive of them. She was just like, I'm just going to detach. I'm just going to watch you guys fail.
Yeah.
And it's not my problem.
I think she wanted that. She wanted, like you mm-hmm. said, she wanted them to fail. That's why she did everything she did this week.
Yeah.
She set those girls up.
Do you guys feel like they were set up to fail with being given, like Paige being given the solo and the duet and having to basically really, really work yeah. hard? Mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't seen Paige do a solo in forever.
Yeah.
Let alone have more than anything than just a group number.
Mm.
So do you guys really feel like they were being set up?
Abby threw so much at the girls this week, not only just solos and duos, but she, at the open call, she said, you know, take off those clothes, why are you wearing them? And then she's just been, the entire episode, just throwing everything at those girls. So yeah. I feel like, maybe not intentionally, but she really was getting it to
them. Her little tactics, what'd she bring in that was that Allie and the other two girls?
Oh, the top two from Abby's
Oh, yeah.
You know, just bringing them in and parading.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all these little childlike tactics.
Now,
but I was not impressed with Abby at all in this episode.
Plain devil's advocate, just mm-hmm. a little bit. I'm not being pro Abby. I'm just giving a different insight.
Right.
Do you think that they had to work harder because the other girls, the go-to girls, were competing in that other competition? Yeah. That makes sense.
You can see the other side, that the two, both Paige and Brooke, are not the best dancers. They're not Maddie's. They're not even Chloe's. And I would have to say, some people may look at it and say, no, Abby's giving these two girls an opportunity to mm-hmm. really then prove Abby wrong, that they are. Mm-hmm. They've really improved. They are quite good dancers. Their performance is far better than what it was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't come through.
I think Brooke's a beautiful dancer, though. Like, her feet are so pretty. Her technique is really great. Her legs and lines are amazing. She doesn't want to do it.
Her acro, the stuff that she does.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yep.
I'm like, you are
That's contortionist,
weird.
Some of the things.
She could be an amazing dancer.
She had a leg back in... It was very heavy mm-hmm. Acrobat. Her solo performance was, I think, too much in some way.
So let's go mm-hmm. into the competition.
Yep.
We first had Paige's solo.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
I thought it was like, remind me of Mackenzie dance choreography. Did you not feel it was far below her age and her skill level?
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if it's far below, I feel like she didn't execute it that
well.
Yeah,
she didn't step up to the age...
And if this is something that could have been choreographed for Mackenzie, she should have excelled in
just
it far beyond.
It
but I felt like there were... Overall, it was okay, but there were some... Like, her legs weren't straight at some point in time.
She needs to fix her feet and her legs.
Yeah, there wasn't that energy that she needed to really, like, make it pop and sell.
Yeah.
It looked like a really campy number.
Yeah.
You know, campy little musical number. And she didn't sell it like she was supposed to, because her energy was kind of low.
I was always told if something's really simple and easy, that's when you really have to step up to the plate and make it more interesting.
Yeah, because you got to go back to basics with a lot of your dance, in particular your turns and everything.
So she kind of didn't do that, even mm-hmm. though it was simple for her.
Then we had Brooke, who I really thought she was amazing.
Yeah, she's an amazing dancer for sure.
And I thought her acrobatics were ridiculous, like just the things that she was doing and how she did it with such ease.
But this is more really nitpicky. Like going into, like, when you see in the face and other expressions, I mean, it was almost, she was straining Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel, it certainly, I know when you're doing the acrobats and the moves like that, it's not going to always feel extremely comfortable.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
But you really, top dancers can actually get away with still doing it and still performing. Maintain that exactly, have the performance face. You could really see the strain in her face. Well, and some of her body moves, it was too. Mm.
When 95% of your body is over your head.
I know, I was just saying.
You are going to have really that face like. Okay, I got
poop
it.
Face.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can have like the beautiful face. Like, I'm just floating, and I'm down, and that's not gonna. There's gonna be a little strain.
Okay.
A little bit. You won't catch me doing it. Not this 6'2", 200-pound person. Mm-mm. I like to eat.
She just doesn't want to be there. Yeah.
She doesn't. And her face is.
Well, according to Abby,
everything.
She's Princess of Boring Town, USA.
See what I mean? Just everything. This episode just ruthless.
She just had to. There's never just a nice compliment. This one she just threw in a bitchy comment.
I feel like it was such a build up to
everything.
What was going to happen? Yeah. Okay. But in the end, Abby was not happy with Paige or Brooks solo.
Nope.
So she was both disappointed in that. Then we had the duets.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, Abby decided to put Maddie and Kalani's duet into the competition. How did you guys feel about that? Did you think that it was wrong of Abby to put in that duet over Paige and Chloe's duet?
Yeah. I felt like she should have had faith in that duet, at least given them a shot to like prove themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just kind of, she went behind everyone's backs, first of all. So, you know, probably didn't make the girls feel good about, you know, they're like, we're supposed to be doing the duet this week. And then she throws Maddie and Kalani into the mix. And it's just kind of like a, well, we're obviously going to get second place because look at the girls. It's just a mess up situation.
Yeah.
Stephanie, what do you think?
Look, I think Abby was just doing really childish, malicious little acts. And this was another one of them where I thought the two girls could have won it.
They
would have won it. And she didn't need that. If we all want to talk about winning, understand it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
And as she says, kids, this is showbiz. Yes, we get that. Mm-hmm. But you would have had a win.
They would have.
You didn't need to put them in. And the only reason you put them in because you wanted to stir the pot in particular with the girls' own friendships.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting one of their friends, Maddie, and they all get along. She's asking now for these girls because that creates more drama and the girls don't want to be there and she doesn't want them there.
I did feel like it was not right of her to put it in and not be upfront about it.
Yeah. She made Melissa kind of look like the bad guy.
How did you guys feel about that? Because suddenly the moms were very upset with Melissa because they felt like Melissa knew that the duet was going to happen. But Melissa was saying it was brought up, but it wasn't brought up again, and she didn't bring it up.
And then she also made the comment about, can we do it non-judging? Yeah.
She asked.
Can it not be judged?
I feel like she knew it was going to happen, but she didn't know Abby was going to do with it.
She knew it was going to cause a rift between the moms because, let's face it, Melissa is a little sneaky. Mm-hmm. We've known that about her. So this makes her look even more sneaky.
Or are they editing? You remember last week when we saw with the whole hairpiece experience and they edited it so it really looked like
she had helped out.
She'd sabotaged.
Yeah. Mm. It could be editing. We're not there, but we can only judge by what we see.
Yeah.
You know, when we have guests, they definitely give a better insight because they're there and they see the things that we don't. But judging by what Melissa said, I don't think that she did anything malicious at all.
No, I don't.
I think this was Abby saying, I know that I need a win. I know that Maddie and Kalani can win this.
Mm.
I'm going to put them in. But it made it seem like Melissa and Maddie were in on it. And then that Maddie lied to Chloe and said, we're not doing it. But in that situation, I felt like the moms were putting the girls against each other and making it seem like a bigger issue. Because Chloe and Maddie said nothing. It was the moms that were saying something. And then
she's not your friend and stuff anymore.
And I'm just
They threw those girls into that mix. It was kind of inappropriate.
Yeah. You don't need to bring the girls in like their own friendships.
Yeah. It's not fair to have a child try to go against their parent. And Abby tries to do that. Oh, are you going to, like she said that to Brooke.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to let your mom speak for you? You just, yeah, because.
I ain't getting hit.
If that was my mom and I went, mom, before I could get anything out, whatever, with a hand, a switch, a shoe, a barrette, whatever she had in her hand, it was, and back then it wasn't child abuse, it was called discipline.
Right.
Nowadays, people call 911 too much. That's why we got so many bad little behind kids.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They just need a little slap.
Yeah, they just need a little whooping, a good
they
old
do.
Fashioned country, go get a switch from a tree, whooping.
Stop grounding the kid. Just give him a whooping.
Timeouts do not work, because they don't have time to sit there and think, you need to... Now go think about
simple.
That. That's why I'm such a good kid that I am.
I don't know if I'm condoning this. Anyway.
I got whoopings, and I turned out.
Look how Tony turned out. Anyway, let's move
but
on.
Melissa did
tell
the mom,
I felt like that was a slight read, Stephanie, but I'm going to let you have that. Let you have it.
Melissa did tell the moms, though, before they went on stage. She was like, Maddie.
Yeah.
Doing the duet.
Doing
the duet. Mm. Yeah. So let's talk about the duets. I felt like Maddie and Kalani's duet was beautiful.
Yeah.
And
Kalani is a gorgeous dancer.
And they dance so well together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It literally looked like one unit just kind of moving across
the stage.
They
mirrored each other, did they not? Like, absolutely perfect.
The last pose, almost, I think Maddie went a little too far, but everything else, it was like they were one person.
Except for the facial expression.
Maddie
still
always has her.
And I heard...
At least Kalani, she appropriately...
Yeah.
Performance face.
It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was just in awe with it. I was like, no wonder she wanted to put this in.
Yeah.
Because
it's amazing. Kalani was my favorite on Abby's Ultimate. Mm-hmm. I rooted for her, and Abby loved her, and I know Abby's going to continue to love her. She's an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
And that duet, apparently, according to one of the moms, that was learned over the summer during booty camp.
Booty camp. Mm.
And Melissa said, no, they learned it this week. But, of course, the moms are like, no, they learned it this summer, and that's why it looks that good.
No, you're lying again, is what the moms want to say to her.
Yeah. Cut to Paige and Chloe's duet.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't enjoy this duet. As much as I should have, I felt like the pairing wasn't strong enough. I felt Paige was not as strong as Chloe.
No.
And so it made Paige look sloppy during sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And where it could have been really strong, I felt Paige was struggling to keep up with Chloe.
And they just seen that Kalani and Maddie go on stage right before them. You're like, oh my gosh, now we have to go on stage?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I would have said, excuse me. Can I go first?
Overall, I didn't think, though, the choreography was as good as what Maddie.
Yes.
It really wasn't.
I do believe choreography makes a world of difference. Yeah, wishbone.
Yeah.
I wish you had more time to work on it.
I did enjoy Chloe, though. I did enjoy her in that
dress. Yes.
More so than Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, because Paige just wasn't ready for all that dancing that she was doing.
Mm-mm.
So... Let's go to the awards, and then we can deal with the drama ensues. So at the end of the day, Paige got fifth place in her solo. Brooke got fourth place. The duet, first place went to Kalani and Maddie, and second place went to Paige and Chloe, which I was surprised that they got second.
Yeah.
But then I felt bad because I was like, had she not put Kalani and Maddie in, they would have gotten first.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But even Melissa was supportive of that. She's like, they're going to win.
Yeah.
Like, she told Abby that. So I don't think Melissa was bad.
Yeah, I don't
think
Melissa was doing anything.
No. And then, of course, the group got first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh.
Which they had to reblock that because of everything.
I just realized... We didn't even go over the group dance. I'm so anxious to go. Let's talk about how the group dance formed.
So that means we have to talk about the drama. Guys, it's time. We need to bring it up.
We put it off long enough. So, they're in the room.
Watch your hands.
They're in the room before the group dance is supposed to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And Abby brings in Kalani and her mother, Kira, right?
Kira.
Where did she get Kira from? LA? Plastic surgery? Was it?
Listen, in this day and age, everybody's trying to look not like the age that they are supposed to look. In which case, they look older. Mm-hmm. I will never experience that because I will always look 24.
Black don't crack.
I'm sure still thinking it's going to be the real dance mom's housewives. Anyway.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, in the midst of this argument, I found it a little inappropriate that Kira's mom decided to speak up a little
bit. That's what I said.
Because at this point, Kelly is like, you know what? You want to replace my kids? Fine. If Kalani wants to be in the dance, fine. Here you go. Here's a costume. Here. And it all, I felt like it stemmed from Jill asking Kalani, do you know the group dance? Are you doing the group
dance? Why would you ask that?
And Kalani was like, I know it, but I'm not going to do it. And for some reason, what was heard was Kalani's going to be in the group dance and replace Brooke.
Yeah.
Which started this whole thing. Kira stepped up and said, let me say something. And I wanted to be like, no, but you need to go have that seat next to Abby because
bad timing.
You don't know these ladies. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know their dynamic. Yeah. You're not a part of that. You can't come in and say anything.
That's exactly what I wrote too. I said she spoke out of place.
Yeah. I was like, you have nothing to say. And then of course, Kelly's getting ready to leave. Abby steps up and says something to Kelly, and then Kelly's like, don't put your finger in my face. And then Abby's like, and then slap. And then there was a moment of, and then it was hair. And I was like, I literally wrote, what just happened?
Her bump, it almost came out.
Yeah. I think for me at that point, I felt like this is starting to be too much.
It was a lot.
I can take the yelling. I can take the going, but Now
this isn't a stuff kid. Got this real. Is a normal.
This is in front
this
of
is a
kids.
Reality show.
Yes, and then it's like kids get out, kids get out, and everyone is sitting there in shock. Like
Christy, Holly, Maddie, there. It's just
everyone,
everybody,
and there was such a delay to get the kids out, and finally they got out into another room. Then Abby calls the police, which
really,
yeah. That's one of those moments where it's like,
is it worth it?
Do you really need the police to come and do a report? Right. Because you honestly, had you just spoke with your words and not had did this whole biting thing?
She was, again, it's that childlike behavior. Yes. And she came up in her face. She was aggressive. She was the one going straight at Kelly.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not saying what Kelly did is good. I'm not justifying that she should. Both you should of them never, were inappropriate. There's no reason to hit her or pull her hair like that. But
Kelly was already so
riled up,
built up, and she's dealing with this woman she hates so much. And then Abby gets in her face and starts doing that. Honestly, I probably want to slap somebody too.
See, and let me tell you what the thought process was. Mm. Little Tony moment here. Kelly was at that point where she was telling herself, and if you guys have ever been in a fight, I've never been in a fight.
I have.
But you have that moment of, this person say one more thing to me. One knock more. I'm going to knock them out. You got, and in your mind, you're not verbalizing it. You're like, you got one more time. You got one more. And that's what happened. Kelly, I think, while she was yelling, she was like, Abby has one more time to say something else to me. You got some. Slap! And that's that was it.
Kelly was a gangster.
Yeah, very gangster. And the whole calling the police and everything, but thank God for Holly for taking control of the situation, being like, kids, let's go in here.
Mom steps in, Dr. Holly. Exactly.
Dr. Holly.
To the rescue, girl.
Kelly, you need to get out of here. The police are coming.
She's like, listen. Get in the car. Just trust me. You got to go. Pack their stuff. Get the kids.
Time to go.
Paige, come on. And I mean, she just like, and they were off.
She was security.
Holly was security. I was so feeling for both Brooke and Paige, but Paige in particular being the youngest. And just, I think Chloe too. You saw Chloe like, what's going on? That's my best friend. What's happening?
I mean, Christy's face was like, oh my God. Yeah. She's flipped.
Yeah.
That's what I read from that.
She finally got to that point.
It was such a shocking thing, I think, for probably them being there and for us watching it.
Yeah. I kind of got, I'm not emotional, but I like felt everything coming from the TV. I was like, whoa, this is a lot.
And everything happened so fast. You thought for a second that they were just in their usual argument between Kelly and Abby. But it got serious.
It did.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Abby, after her hair got pulled, her face in the camera like cracked me up. She did this. She was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt like Abby almost wanted to react.
She wanted to hit her back.
But she had that moment of, I'm on TV. I signed a contract that says I won't put my hands on anyone. So I'm not going to do it. But I think the camera was off.
Abby would have went.
Abby just blows. Stayed there. I was surprised. Yeah.
She
just
she had that look in her eyes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this and take it.
You could tell there was a delay. There was a big delay in her reaction because she was like, she was mad, but she was like, what do I do? Mm. And like, she just hit me.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Good for her that she didn't retaliate, because that would have been even worse for the girls.
It would have been then. We really would have gotten on to the Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Dance moms.
But and
throwing tables now.
But then even afterwards, like calling the police, the ice on the hair.
Oh, girl, you got your hair pulled. Calm down.
And I don't have hair. But I wanted to be like, really? Like, I've seen worse fights where people have literally walked away and been like, that whole lucky.
Yeah.
You know, they're like
blood on their face and everything like that. Abby was fine.
Yeah. It's just, I don't. It got too real too quick, and I think we have seen the last of Paige, Brooke, and Kelly.
Yeah.
But I think this was a long time coming.
Yeah.
It was the nail by her setting up her two girls the way she did the entire performance.
Mm-hmm.
Something was going to boil and break it, and that's what it did.
And they didn't Kelly had be had there enough either.
Of literally feeling belittling, watching her daughters being belittled by Abby, and this time it was literally putting them in front of everyone and saying, "We're gonna now embarrass your children."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Enough's enough. I'm a mother. These are my girls. We're getting out.
They don't want to be there anymore." Easiest way out. Hit somebody.
The group performance.
Then they still had to perform. Yep. And the girls being the professionals that they are.
I will give Abby credit on that. That's the only part I will. She has taught them very well in terms of dance. And they do. They grouped together and they were very professional.
Let's do it. Yep. Let's get it done.
They reblocked it.
Yep.
They went out there. They're such a great group. They dance well together. I think they use the emotion of everything that just happened. In the dance, I could tell some people were really allowing themselves to be a little more free.
Nia was off a little bit.
Yeah, yes, she was.
I noticed that.
Nia was...
Because I put Nia late, mark.
Several seconds.
The camera had panned, and you could tell that she was just a little off. Mm-hmm. But that's also Nia.
She'll be at the bottom for that.
Yeah. But... In the end, the group did get first place.
I love their costumes, though. Their costumes so
were very pretty.
It's a lot better from last week. Yeah, yes. For sure. Actually,
which one? The chicken one?
No.
The panties.
The panties and lingerie.
Just inappropriate.
Inappropriate. And that was the Dynamic Dance Moms.
We got it out.
News and gossip also.
Let's go into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So first, before we go into news and gossip, let's do our shout-outs.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And thank you guys so much. You guys are watching. You guys are commenting. I love going on, like, throughout the next week when we come back, before we come back. Mm-hmm. I go on and I look and read all the comments that people have made. Yeah. And I'm so happy that you guys are involved in the conversation, too, and that you guys comment, that you like us. Our video gets over 4,000 views. So thank you guys very much. And you can also check us out on iTunes and download us there, so that way we can be hopefully in the top 10.
Yeah.
So let's do a couple of shout outs. Am I doing all these myself?
I wrote some down.
Go ahead. Who do you have?
I have Bridget Dance, our yellow great one. Even though you said I was unloved, I still love you. I have Lexi Brown and Davia Miller.
Okay. And
I've got Claudia, and I'm going to, how would you say last name?
Maluskov.
Claudia M.
Maluska. Jinx Essex, Isabel Greenberg, and good on you, Danielle from Australia. That's it. Oi.
Then we have Annie K. Oh, she loves me. I love you too. Thank you. Laura from Croatia. Raquel. Raylan, who loves me as well. I love you too. And Shannon B. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's the way it was on YouTube.
Okay. And then we also have Bobby Hensley, who has tweeted me. You sent me a Facebook message today that I got. Thank you very much. There's your shout out. Thank you for favoriting my tweets. I appreciate that. And thank you guys so very, very much. Yeah. Those are your shout outs. If you want a shout out, make sure you comment below and we'll make sure you get your shout out. If we overlooked you, we're sorry, but
comment again.
So you we'll make sure we get it. So news and gossip.
News and gossip. I do know that Abby and Kelly will be having to make their second court appearance on March the 10th. And I think overall, this is now just becoming very serious. I really don't think going through the court cases, dragging this all through, Abby should have just left it.
I think so too. I think.
Go ahead. I thought you were done. Keep going.
No, I just think that it's not worth.
It's not.
Going
not
up the there court to case. Court and all no. that.
It was a fight that happened on TV. Whatever. Yeah. Let it go.
You got... Oh, my gosh. You got slapped, so... sorry, Abby. I mean, Kelly won.
Some gossip, though. We saw a picture on Google today where I find pictures. McKay Leaf, who won Abby's Ultimate Season 2, was pictured with the girls wearing Abby Lee clothes. So who knows if that's going to happen. And also, it's rumored that... Well, not rumored, but it happened... But Maddie and Mackenzie go against each other with the same cry duet in one future episode soon. They did the same exact solo, same costume, everything.
That's going to be really interesting.
Abby, sister against tactics. Sister. Just leave them anyway.
Yeah.
Next week.
Let's go into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So... Looks like Kalani is going to be a part of the Abby Lee Dance Company.
For a while.
Well, the girl that danced like this, I welcome arms. You've got to.
Yeah. She loves her.
Fantastic.
What do you guys think is going to happen with Abby and Kelly?
Done.
She's out.
Yeah. That's done. Yeah.
Do you think we'll see like the court stuff and what's happening with them throughout this season now that...
Well, you're only going to get one side. You're only going to get Abby's.
Yeah. The Abby side?
I feel like, I don't know, because the producers are not only on Abby's side, they're there for the show. So I feel like if they're going to get the whole story, they're going to maybe go to Kelly's house or something.
Yeah, that is true.
But I don't think they can go into a court and record.
Proceedings. They can't do that.
I think we'll probably get like aftermaths or, you know, throughout the season, but I don't know.
When do you guys think this new team will come about? If it will come about?
I think she's still going to drag it on.
Yeah.
For
a couple of more episodes.
Yeah, certainly during the season, definitely.
I guess we shall see.
As Abby plays, you know.
Yeah. Mastermind.
She definitely has a lot on her plate now.
But I see Mackenzie crying in next week.
Because Abby told her voice wasn't good.
No.
Apparently, it looks like Mackenzie may have a little acting thing and... I don't know if she can act, so I can't talk about kids.
But
like
comment
that.
Down below for us, guys.
Love
comment,
us.
Comment down below. Let us know what you guys thought about our reclap and this week's episode. And of course, you guys can find us on all Slap social it. Media platforms. Francisco, where can they find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at TheFrancisco, Instagram Francisco Thurston, and Facebook as well.
You can follow me at Host McGrath on Twitter, and you can also find me at Stephanie McGrath on my Facebook account as well.
Okay. And you guys can find me on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lounging with Tony. That's LOUNGIN with Tony, TONY. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I promise next week I will bring back my swivel. You guys asked for it, you'll get it next week. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week for another reclap.
There we go.
Favorite dance show, Dance Moms, right here on AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.